the street.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm Arby, and it's June 7th, 2016. Today's sponsor is Kelly S. Thank you, Kelly S., for sponsoring the show today. Kelly is one of the newer sponsors, so welcome to our cult.
One of us! One of us!
Before we get started with the live show for today, which is actually the live show from Friday, I have two things to talk about. Number one would be this radio story on KBIA, which is a radio station out of Columbia, Missouri, the very same city that we did the crosswalk complainers thing about. Remember that? They put us in the newspaper twice for that, for calling up people who were complaining about the crosswalk. Anyway, they did a story called Putting Columbia's Payphone Mystery to Rest. And here's a small clip of the story.
The first time I heard the payphone on Cherry Street in 6th Ring, it was 2 a.m., the street was totally empty, and I started freaking out. Not because I was scared, but because I had heard about this phone. This phone has been ringing at night for 8 years now, confusing and enticing late-night passersby into answering it. It's a little bit of Columbia nightlife folklore. And that's how I came to hear of the payphone. Friends who had answered it and talked to drunk girls and people pretending to be Santa Claus on the other end. When I answered the payphone myself, I heard what a lot of people hear.
So I was contacted by this station because their search led back to me, which seems to happen kind of often because I have so much phone crap on my website. And the guy that was making all of these phone calls to the payphone turns out to be a member of my forums, of the PLA forums, at phonelosers.com/forums. And I remember this guy, sort of. His name was Nomad Cow at BK, and he posted a lot on the forums. I looked at his account, and he posted lots of pictures of payphones and phone numbers to payphones. And apparently he was obsessed with this payphone in Columbia and would call it constantly. And when people picked up, he would talk to them with soundboards. And the best thing about this story is that the girl doing the story, she tried to contact this guy and gave him her cell phone number. And instead of calling her and doing an interview with her and stuff, he called her and played soundboards at her. And that's in the story. It's really funny. But if you're into stories about payphones or just weird phone stuff in general, you'll probably like this story. So I'm going to put a link to the story in the show notes. And make sure when you click on the link, you don't read the story like a hobo. There's kind of a hidden listening link up on the top. It's kind of hard to notice because it kind of looks like an ad banner, but it says click here to play. Make sure you click on that. Don't read the story like a hobo. Just listen to the story, and I'm in there for a little bit. She interviewed me, and the story has a really terrible ending. She completely destroyed a payphone by doing her story, and that's what you get, Nomad Cow at BK, for not talking to the reporter. If you don't talk to the reporter, she'll fuck your shit up. That's why I talk to reporters. And then one more thing before we get started. On a show recently, just a couple shows ago, I said that we needed a new term for prank victim. Because prank victim sounds really negative. So we need to put a positive spin on what we call the people who we call. You know, we make prank calls to them. Because victim sounds awful. It sounds like we raped them or stole their money or something, but we didn't. We did a really amazing, beautiful thing for these people. We gave them a story to talk about, something to tell their friends and their family, and a common foe to rally against, which is us, you know, the people making the prank calls. We need a better term than prank call victim, because they're not victims. And a few of you posted some suggestions in the comments, such as Matt from YouTube. He says we should call prank victims Roycipients, which is hilarious and everything, and I guess it works for my show, being a Roycipient of a phone call. But I think we need more of a general term that everyone can use. By the way, Emerald from that payphone story from before, if you listen to it, she actually says in the story that the phone losers or Brad or whatever, she says that we refer to prank call victims as prank call victims. I forget how she worded it, but she called them prank call victims, which sounds terrible. So we have more suggestions in here. A guy named Dan posted on the comments on phonelosers.org. He says prank survivor and prank target. But I don't know, those sound kind of negative too. I mean, prank target, that sounds worse than prank victim. It sounds like we're targeting people. And Prank Survivor, that's a little bit better, but still, it sounds like they survived some horrific thing. It sounds like Cancer Survivor. Like, I had a really horrible thing happen to me once, but I survived. And then Ben, in the comments on phonelosers.org, he gives a bunch of ideas. He says a prank partaker. I kind of like that one. That sounds positive. And then he suggests prank receiver. Prank greeter. That's all right. Prank recipient. Recipient sounds kind of boring, but at least it's not negative. Ben also says beneficiary. I can barely even say that word, so we can't use that one. Another of his suggestions is heritor. What the hell does that mean? Here, let me look it up. It's a person who inherits. Okay, that makes sense. A heritor. But I doubt I'm the only person who doesn't know what that word means. So fuck that one. He's also got foe, rival, adversary. Still kind of negative, but better than victim. Sounds like we're challenging them to a fight or something. Prank call opponent. Prank call challenger. And then I think my favorite one from Ben's list would be prank call contender. I guess that's about the same as challenger. But contender sounds cooler because it sounds like we're about to box them in the face or something. So I think that one might be my favorite so far. Prank call contender. Even though I don't know if that really defines what we're doing that well. So if you have any ideas for an alternative to calling people prank call victim so that we can fool the general public into thinking we're not bad people, then submit your ideas to the YouTube comments or the comments page on phonelosers.org, and maybe we'll just start using that all the time. But I think for now, I'm just going to call my prank call victims, I'm going to call them prank call contenders, so I feel better about myself. So someday when we're in court over a prank call, their lawyer won't be able to say, well, they call it victims, so obviously this person's a victim. No, we're going to call them contenders. You know, like we're equals on the phone. We're both contenders. We had an innocent little battle, and they lost. Okay, let's get started with the show. This is a live show from Friday. This is basically part two of the previous show that you heard. And this part was originally over 2 hours long, and I've now got it cut down to under an hour. It's like 52 minutes long, this segment here. So hopefully that makes it suck a little bit less than if you'd been listening live. And if you want to hear the entire thing, all you have to do is support the show with at least $5 per month at phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. And you can watch me be frustrated for 3 hours because the prank calls are not working out. It's really hilarious to watch, I'm told.
Call Hot Hints for the best Nintendo strategies.
Oh, I give up.
Don't give up. Call 1-900-HOT-HINTS and supercharge your game.
Cool. I can select all my favorite games.
There's hundreds of action-packed hints full of secret passwords on all the latest Nintendo games.
Hot Hints is fast, fun, and it's $1.65 a minute. Now I have the power.
Ask your parents before calling.
What we've got here is a men's club. It is, I guess, primarily a golf course, but it says men's club. Like, the URL is a men's club. So we could call up and pretend to be with the, you know, with the golf club, the men's club, and say wacky things to them, I guess. They're now allowing transgender men to join the club. Oh, yeah, I can tell them they don't have to hide anymore. You know, just you don't have to be ashamed anymore. We're now open to that sort of thing. So, okay, Echo, I'll give that a try.
Hello.
Hi there, this is Roy from the men's club. Is this Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. Hey, we're replacing all of the grass on the golf course with AstroTurf.
Yeah, okay.
And I just needed to let you know that you're going to be required to pay for a percentage of that. It's not going to be very much. You know, it's just going to be like maybe $80 per member.
Yeah.
Yep, and you know, we're going to get started on that soon. So
that's great.
Yeah, it'll make it a lot easier for us. We won't have to mow the lawn out there anymore. And with the lawnmower.
You want to tell me the truth?
The truth about what?
Whatever you're doing.
What are you talking about? I just told you what we're doing.
That's good. You go right ahead and do it.
Well, we're going to.
You can pay my fare out of your money.
Oh, no, the hell we will. No, you're going to pay for it yourself, or we'll kick your ass out.
Kick my ass out then, right?
No, it's going to happen. We don't need people like you. We don't need negative Nancys like you. God damn it. Okay, well, he seemed to be in good spirits. Oh, yeah, the transgender thing. That's what I need to do.
Andy?
Hello, Andy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Men's Club.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're now welcoming transgenders into the club. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so just so you know, you don't have to hide it anymore. We're not going to persecute you or anything like that. It's fine. You can just be yourself.
Fantastic.
Okay. Cuz we know that's been a problem with you.
Okay.
Why is everyone at this club so goddamn happy? This is really fucking up my pranks. It's pissing me off. Well, what do you think I should say to people to piss them off?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, what day do you typically go there to golf?
I'm a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? Okay. Oh, yeah, that's here on the list. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to get back to my list. I'm going to call a bunch of people, and you don't have any ideas for me, though.
I have no idea.
Do you think if I asked people to be my caddy, would that piss them off?
I doubt it, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, aren't there a lot of grouchy people there, or is just everyone...
There are a lot of grouchy people, yeah.
Oh, is most of the club, is it young people or older people? Or is it kind
it's
of
older.
Like... Oh, mostly older?
Yeah.
Like, how old are you?
In 40s.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty old. Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Did you play today?
Oh, no, I don't play there. I found the directory on the internet, so I thought I'd call everyone up and piss them off. But it's not working. Everyone's just laughing at me. Apparently, I'm really funny today.
I guess so.
Okay, well, I'll try harder.
Very good.
All right, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Okay, so another thing that's on this list is whether they play on Wednesday or Thursday. Some of them don't have either, but a lot of them have either Wednesday or Thursday on the list. So I'm going to get on someone here that's a Wednesday, and I'll try the Carrot Top thing. Data unavailable's Carrot Top idea.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this Bob?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. This is Roy from the Men's Club.
Yeah.
And are you going to be playing golf next Wednesday, next week, Wednesday?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just needed to make you aware that on Wednesday, there's going to be a celebrity on the golf course. And if he happens to be around you while you're golfing, you're not going to be able to look him in the eye. That's one of his rules. No eye contact. And if he needs to use your golf clubs or anything, you just need to step back and let him go. Let him use your golf clubs.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, who is this, and what's the joke here?
Well, my name's... I'm from the men's club. It's no joke. There's going to be a celebrity on the course on Wednesday. It happens every once in a while. You know, we don't get a lot of celebrities, but there is going to be one on Wednesday.
Okay, and you can't tell me who it is?
Oh, well, you didn't ask. It's Carrot Top.
Oh.
Yep. Carrot Top's going to be playing golf, so don't try to go up and have a conversation with him, or we'll kick you out of the club.
Okay, please do.
And, well, no, we'd prefer you didn't do that. We want to make his time here pleasant.
Okay.
And if he wants to use your golf clubs, you need to just hand them over if he decides that you have a golf club that he wants to use.
Okay, what, is he going from group to group, or what?
Well, you know, he does what he wants. He gets a little wacky on the golf course. He brings props and runs around, and we gotta accommodate him, because he's a celebrity.
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, none of your bullshit, like usual, on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, I won't have any bullshit.
Okay.
But can I do shots of whiskey with him?
No, that would require looking in his eyes and talking to him. No, you cannot do that.
Okay. All right, clear as mud.
But, I mean, if he comes up to you, it's okay. But, you know, like, then you run the risk of him asking to have sex with your wife, and, you know, you have to say yes. He's a celebrity.
Okay, well, if he can get some, then all the more power to him.
Oh, well, she doesn't usually put out?
I don't want to go there right now.
Yeah, I bet you don't. All right, well, have a nice day.
Thank you kindly.
Uh-huh, bye. Holy shit, you guys. This is the worst show ever. Everyone is just like the prank victims are laughing, just not the listeners. You guys have to be bored out of your minds. I know I am. All right, let's try Thursday. But don't worry, in 90 minutes the XYZ show starts, and that's going to be much better. I'm going to give them a whole page of these golf club people. Apparently that was Thunder Prank's idea. Possibly Data Unavailable stole it from him. He's a dirty thief. Basically a gypsy.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony, this is Roy from the men's club.
Hi.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, are you going to be playing golf here next Thursday? This coming Thursday?
No, I am not.
Ah, that's good, okay, because we have a celebrity on the course, and he was going to have everyone leave anyway.
We're having a celebrity on the course?
Yes, on Thursday, there's going to be a celebrity playing on the course, and, typically the golf course isn't big enough for more than just one celebrity by himself. So we were going to ask you to stay home.
Who's the celebrity?
It's Carrot Top.
He's playing it. Really?
Yeah, Carrot Top.
Holy cow.
Yep.
And that's gonna disrupt the men's club. Holy cow.
Well, I wouldn't say disrupt. It's going to make the men's club cooler because Carrot Top's going to be there.
Hopefully. Okay.
Well, no, he's going to be there. He's going to be there every Thursday. He just joined up. So he's doing Thursday nights now. So you're going to have to switch to Wednesdays or something.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's definitely going to happen, because Carrot Top can't play while other people are on the course. So just so you know, Thursdays are off from now on. You can do Wednesdays. Maybe we'll start up a Monday thing. I don't know. But Carrot Top's going to be doing Thursdays. That's the only day he can do every week.
I really don't follow. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. You're not going to be able to do Thursdays anymore. We're going to switch it. Or maybe we'll just stop doing Thursdays, because Wednesday isn't filled up. You could switch to Wednesdays. You know? Hello?
I don't really understand the whole thing.
Okay, well, it's Carrot Top, you know? Like, he's going to be using the course, so we can't use it on Thursdays anymore.
Big deal. Okay, whatever.
What do you mean, big deal? What's that supposed to mean?
I guess I signed up for the men's club and we're playing on Thursday night, so I'm just surprised.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be doing it anymore. You're going to be doing Wednesdays or maybe Mondays or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But Thursdays are off now.
Okay, well, I'd like my money back then. Thank you.
Fuck that. No refunds. You're not getting a refund. Who do you think you are? Think you're Carrot Top or something?
This?
You think you're Carrot Top?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the men's club. Yeah, but no refund. I mean, you signed the contract, and you're not getting a refund. He hung up. At least for the first time today in the 2 hours I've been doing this, somebody seemed to get a little bit angry. So that was nice. I'm just going to call the people that have Wednesdays and Thursdays on their names. Oh, hi. Is this Steve?
What is this regarding, please?
Well, this is Roy from the men's club. I'm calling about your... I was calling to find out if you're going to be doing the golf thing on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
I can't golf right now because I've had an eye surgery. Are you looking for a sub?
That's funny. No, I was actually just calling to let you know about a thing we're doing this coming Wednesday.
Okay. I guess I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, you're not going to be there this Wednesday, so I guess it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, I understand. You have something going on after, or is that the deal?
No, we're not going to let anyone do Wednesday nights anymore, because there's a celebrity that wants to golf here on Wednesdays, and he doesn't want other people on the golf course while he's golfing.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep.
Who is this, please?
My name is Roy. I'm from the men's club.
Okay. Okay, Roy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your recovery. God. This is awful. All right. Dog fights. Totally not a scammer. I'll do it.
Hello, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony. You know, because of your attitude, I'm going to charge you a stupid dick face fee on top of your regular fee.
Sure. That's good.
Just so you know. I'm putting that on there right now. Typing it in. There. Done. Stupid dick face fee. $65.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice day. Bye. That was the guy from two calls ago. Somebody in the chat room, I assume I'm the bad guy, said that, since he's saying thank you.
Hello, awesome. John.
Hey, John. This is Roy from the golf club, from the men's club.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. I just needed to let you know, I know you usually golf on Wednesdays, right?
Yep.
Well, this Wednesday, were you planning on coming in?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going
to
be...
I'm supposed to be golfing, yep.
Okay, because we're going to be doing dog fights on the course this coming Wednesday.
What does that mean?
So, well, you know, a bunch of people are bringing in their dogs, like pit bulls and stuff like that. And we're gonna have dog fights. We're going to be taking bets. The dog fights, we're going to use the green as kind of like the ring where they're going to fight in. You know, we hop them up on steroids, and they go at it. And we just, you know, whichever one survives, that's the winner of the fight.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. We're going to be, we use the rings, you know, I mean the greens as, you know, as the fighting ring.
And then, this is all legal?
Oh, I don't know about that. I just know that we're not going to be doing golfing on Wednesday. Because of the dog fights, because we're using up two different greens for rings.
Which greens are those?
It's going to be the third and the seventh. The third is for white people, the seventh is for black people.
Yeah, okay.
What are you laughing about? I mean, I don't think that's funny, really. It's segregation. It's kind of racist.
Yeah, who is this, Roy? Who?
Yeah, from the men's club.
What's your last name?
Who? H U.
How do you spell it?
H U. It's Chinese. There you go, being racist again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't. I kind of don't believe anything you're saying.
Why? What did I say that was unbelievable?
I'll be showing up for my Wednesday league as normal.
Okay, well, okay, you're not going to get the golf, though. You're welcome to join the dog fighting things and be a part of the crowd, but you have to place bets. That's the rule. You have to place a bet.
Okay.
Okay. Minimum $10 bet. So bring your money.
All right. Thanks for the heads up.
Cash only.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have to give me an attitude. Don't be an asshole. Maybe I should be Jim from the golf club. I wonder if they believe that. I wonder what Jim sounds like.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Randy?
Yeah?
Hey, Randy, it's Jim from the men's club.
Yeah, Jim.
Hey, I just needed to let you know, on Wednesday, we're doing dog fights this Wednesday. Were you planning on coming in?
What's dog fights?
We bring in, like, a bunch of pit bulls and stuff,
I golf on Wednesday. I can't make it.
Okay. No. I'm saying you're not going to be able to golf on Wednesday because we're doing dog fights instead. It's a special event.
Well, I'll work my way around the dogs. I'll make sure I don't hit any.
No, you're absolutely not allowed to. I'm telling you that you can't come here Wednesday because we're doing dog fights.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. I'm coming Wednesday if I have to jump the fence.
Oh, the hell you are. We'll kick you out if you try and do any of that.
Bring it, don't sing it, man. It's the guy with the biggest weapon wins.
Okay, well, whatever. We'll see what happens when you get here. We'll call the fucking police.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll call the police when they find out you're at dog fights.
No, you better not, because, you know, if you do that, you know, snitches get stitches. That's what they say.
Yeah, well, like my old saying, bring it, don't sing it.
Yeah, well, like my old saying, fuck you, asshole.
Hey, this is way too funny for a Friday afternoon.
Yep, I guess so.
Now, what do you really need?
That was it. I let you know, and we'll see what happens if you show up on Wednesday.
Okay, well, I will be there at 2:30, so
okay,
I guess we will find out.
You'll be leaving in an ambulance.
Oh, you know, I'm so worried that I may not show up.
Okay, yeah. Well, you probably won't, you fucking pussy.
Now, what was the bumper music you had on there? Are you a symphony orchestra guy? Or?
Oh, no, that's everyone always asks that. That's Nags, My Dog Lives on the Moon. It's a nice, soothing background song. You know, I just kind of play it to relax myself.
Yeah, that's relaxing, all right.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Man, well.
It's what I played when I deal with assholes like you.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll dance on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dance.
You damn right we are.
Yep, you'll see. All right, well, have a nice day.
I you know what? Believe it or not, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Oh, I am too.
I'm sort of weird like that.
It's all right. It's okay. All right, well,
okay,
you enjoy finishing up that joint, and I'll let you go.
You know what? I got one for you, too, if you want one.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's gone. I was just playing his music for him. Playing a song. And I forgot to do that one prank. What was it? Oh, yeah, somebody said there's, like, a homeless people living under one of the greens. That sounds like a great idea. That guy was awesome. I usually hate when people laugh at me, but that was great. Aw, thanks, Sam S., for saying it's a good show. I know that's a lie, but it's nice for you to say that, at least.
Oh.
Hi, Ryan?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the Men's Club.
Yeah.
And we noticed that you haven't liked us yet on Facebook. And you know that's a requirement, right?
Well, there's two things. One, I'm not even in the league this year.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're a member of the club. You gotta like us on Facebook.
Okay, and two, I'm not on Facebook.
Well, you need to get on Facebook and like us.
Okay.
Because we looked through our entire list of likes, and you're not on the list. And if you don't like us...
I didn't even know that I was supposed to be doing that, for one, my friend.
Yeah, we sent out letters. I'm not your friend, pal. I'm just an employee here. We sent out letters over a year ago, letting everyone know that they have to like us on Facebook, or else.
Or else what? What is the other option?
We'll kick you out.
You're not in the men's club?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, then why don't we start that process?
Well, if you can't take the time to like us on Facebook, and you're going to be an asshole about it, then maybe we don't want you here.
I don't even know why you're calling me an asshole. You're the one that's jumping my bones about not knowing that I was supposed to like you on Facebook.
Oh, well, it seems like an asshole move. I mean, why don't you like us on Facebook?
Okay, because I'm not on Facebook, for one, and I didn't know that I was supposed to like you on Facebook from a year ago.
How are you not on
Facebook?
How are you not on Facebook? It's 2016.
So the fuck what?
So get with the times. What are you, a time traveler? Did you come here from the 50s or something?
And you think that this isn't being an asshole?
I think...
I didn't like you on Facebook.
Well, I think
that
if...
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
If you're going to be an asshole to us, we can be an asshole to you.
What the fuck are you talking about? Just because I didn't like you on Facebook?
Yeah.
That sounds fucking ridiculous.
And then you're telling me
this is my first year.
You're telling me this lie that you're not even on Facebook? That's a bunch of bullshit. What are you on MySpace or something?
Oh my Christ. You're so funny, man. I set up a fucking Facebook account when they came out with the fucking thing. I don't even know how to get back on it from like fucking 10 years ago.
Oh, really? Are you stupid or something? Are you just stupid? Is that it? I mean, come on. It's pretty easy. You just put your email address. Not on Facebook. What a big lie. I guess I can quit the show now. I finally got someone to yell at me.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we send out our banishment emails through Facebook. So I guess you won't be able to get that. So we're going to send you an extra one by regular mail. Like the old,
excellent. Thank you.
The old-timey mail that people used, you know, back in the 90s. I think that was... whose idea was that? That was Milk Brain's idea, of course. Part of it, anyway. Yep, the Milk Brain says this guy sounds like the Roy the Retarded Boy guy. You guys caught me. I'm busted again. I'm setting up all my prank calls. And a doorman. Hi, Jeff?
No, this is Jerry.
Oh, okay. Well, don't bite my head off. I'm just calling from the golf club? The men's club?
Yeah, I'm in the men's club, correct.
Okay, yeah, you're there right now?
No. Okay. This is Jerry Redd. I don't know if you got the right number.
Yeah, that's the one I called. It looks like Jeff on here because it's sloppy handwriting.
Oh, okay.
You know,
but I'm not at the men's club today.
Okay, no, I know that. I'm just saying, they wanted me to call you up and let you know that we don't allow racism here, and to please stop.
Okay.
So if you just, you know, stop doing what you're doing, we'd appreciate that.
Okay, well, my name is Jerry. So you got the wrong guy.
No, you're the right person. This is the right phone number.
You got the wrong guy.
No, you're being racist, and you need to stop. Okay.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the men's club.
Okay, I'm going to call Jim. We'll get it straightened out.
Well, no, it says it right here, Jerry, and it says, you know, we need to call you up and remind you not to be racist here. We just don't tolerate...
To who?
You need to stop being racist.
All right, I'll call Jim. Thanks.
Okay, well, I notice you're not denying that you've been... Okay. So I copied the next number on the list, but apparently it didn't copy when I hit Control-C, and I called the previous guy on the list, and he picked up that time. So that's why I called him the wrong name. That sucked.
Hello, this is Phil.
Oh, hi, Phil. This is this is Roy from the men's club.
Hi.
They just wanted me to give you a call and remind you that racism is not allowed here on the golf course. And could you just, you know, please stop doing what you were doing?
Yeah, I think you've hacked in the numbers. I know this isn't a men's club. So, all right, thank you. Appreciate it.
What makes you say that?
Don't. Huh? Don't worry about it. Thank you. I'm reporting it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call your work number next. they couldn't have warned all these people yet. Or maybe the guy that sent me this list, maybe he sent it to someone else. This was sent to me just 2 days ago by Gerbil. Thank you, Gerbil. Same guy I got the dog list numbers from. Let's see. Next is Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Bob. This is Roy from the men's club.
Okay.
Okay, well, you don't need to be like that about it. I'm trying to let you know about something.
All right, yeah, I'm on the lake, so I'm just kind of hard to hear you.
Fancy you. We just need to let you know that you're not allowed to be racist here on the club grounds, and they asked me to just let you know to, you know, just don't do that, okay?
Fine, I never was.
Yeah, well, that's something a racist would say. They say that you're only hitting the colored balls.
The colored ball? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, you only hit the white balls. Why do you only hit the white balls?
What, golfing?
Yeah. Come on, it's 2016. Why are you only hitting the white balls? Why do you only use white balls?
I don't know where you're coming from, man. You know.
No. Okay. If that makes you... Oh, he's gone. I don't think this racist thing is working out, you guys. I'm going to have to give up on this one. I was trying to do an echo hazards idea. but it's not working out. Accuse someone of yelling Baba Booey every time someone tees off. That's a Fuel Films idea. I'll try to do that one.
Hello, Bill Rudolph.
Oh, hey there. Is this Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. It's Roy from the Men's Club.
Yes.
And they just needed to let me... I'm just calling up everyone and all the members today and letting them know that we put the new security cameras out on the golf course. So pretty much the entire golf course is covered in security cameras.
Wow.
And just so you know, all of the images, they're automatically sent to the North Korean government.
Oh, great.
And, you know, it's just a little something extra we do to help pay for things.
Wow. All right. Hope they get some good information.
Yeah. Well, it's just pictures. That's all it is. They just want pictures.
Okay.
No big deal. Nothing to worry about.
All right.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Just so you know.
All righty.
Just letting you know. Just telling you, that's all. Just letting you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
You too.
I was just letting you know. That's all. It's just not a big deal. You don't need to yell at me. I think it's got to be the Chinese government. North Korean just doesn't work. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hey, Bob. This is Roy from the Gentleman's Club.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to give you a call and let you know that you're not allowed to be racist around here. So if you could just not do that anymore, we'd really appreciate it.
When was this?
Oh, you know, just in general, all the time. If you could just stop doing all the racist things.
Who is this, Roy?
Yeah, Roy from the Men's Club.
Okay, what's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Zurbel.
Yep.
Okay. And you, what day am I doing this?
Well, every day, every time you come in. It needs to stop. You're not in trouble or anything. They just want me to call and let you know to please stop.
Who is they?
Well, just, you know, there have been reports from various people, and they're always pointing at you.
Is that right? You got the right person here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Bob. Bob's...
Okay.
Yep.
I'd like to talk to you and find out who this is.
Well, we're talking right now. You know, we're talking.
I don't make any racist remarks.
Oh, I didn't say remarks. They say, like, for example, you only use white golf balls. I mean, come on, it's 2016.
I don't recall ever saying that, and I don't always use white golf balls.
Yeah, but it's how you use them is the problem.
And what else have I been saying?
Oh, you know, come on. I'm not going to repeat racist things. I know you probably get off
really
on that.
I really don't know who accused me of this.
Oh, just, you know, here and there.
I would just like to know some names.
Oh, what?
Give me some names.
Well, I can't do that. That's a privacy issue.
Did I ever meet you?
No. I work here in the office. I work here in the security office. I man the security cameras that are out on the golf course. Now, that's another thing. As long as I have you on the phone, I'm supposed to let everyone know that the security cameras they're all up now. They're all functional.
Okay, I didn't even know there were security cameras.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere. They're it's a Chinese government program. They're sending all of the images to the Chinese government. Just a little thing we're doing to make some extra money. You know?
All right, Roy. Well.
Okay. What? Well, what?
Well, this conversation is a little ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it? You think it's okay to be racist?
I'm not a racist.
Well,
the Chinese government is getting stuff from... Huh?
Yeah, well, it's just a thing we do to make a little bit of extra money. They give us money if we send all of the images and video to them. What, you don't like the Chinese because you're racist?
Well, yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right? Is that an affirmative?
Oh, boy. This conversation is. It should be ending. Is Jim there?
He's here, but he's busy with someone else that's not a racist. Also, the cameras, they're all made out of chocolate, so make sure you don't go around eating them, because they're not to eat. They are security cameras. Like, we put them up high so people couldn't reach them, but then, you know, some jokesters are trying to get them down with their golf clubs. But they're not to eat.
Well, have Jim give me a call when you get a chance to talk to
for,
him.
For what?
Please?
Why? What? I'm not doing a good enough job here?
Yeah.
I am? Okay, thank you. I'm glad I am. I'm glad you're satisfied with this call.
All right, well, I'll be talking to Jim about this.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, yeah, if you come here and talk to him yourself. I'm not going to get him for you. I'm not his errand boy. Hey, there's a guy here. He's looking for a caddy. Would you be interested in being his caddy?
Who is it?
His name's Jeff. He's just, you know, some young guy. He needs a caddy. He says you look like a good ball washer.
Jeff, huh?
Jeff.
I don't know Jeff.
Oh, no, I said Jeff. So you don't want to be a caddy?
Oh, no.
Okay. Is it because he's black?
Is he?
I think you know, because now you're saying you don't want to be his caddy. What, you won't caddy for a black man?
Well, I never caddied for anybody.
Okay, well, you seem to be considering it, but then when I said it was Jeff, you're like, oh, no, not doing it.
No. And you're getting paid to do this, to make this phone call?
Well, yeah, I just, you know, just a few issues they were having with you. They wanted me to call you up and tell you to cut it out.
All right, Roy. Well, what days do you work?
Every weekday. I have the weekends off.
You do?
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll see you later.
Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering who you are.
Is that a threat or something? Are you going to come and deal with me?
That is not a threat. I just would like to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to know me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I work here, and they asked me to give you a call. Jim's too busy to make calls like this.
He is.
Yep. Also,
okay.
you know we have GPS trackers in the golf balls, right? Because it seems like a lot of other people's golf balls are ending up at your house. I've got all these red blips on. It's like right on top of your house. How come? What are you taking everyone's golf balls for? Are you fishing them out of the lake?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking. It must be a glitch in the software. I don't know.
No.
All right. So hang up the phone.
Pardon me?
Hang up the phone.
Well, you first.
No, you hang it up.
Okay.
You better hang it up. Yeah, that's right. You're going to hang it up. You hang it up. Hang it up, Bob. Bob? Don't make me sit here all day, because I'll do it. I'll run right into XYZ's show if you're not going to hang up.
Are you still there?
You just watched. No, you need to hang up the phone. I'm still here. I'm not hanging up.
Why not?
Because you're going to hang up.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Hang up. You're, that's right, you're hanging up.
I will.
Yeah, do it. I dare you not to hang up.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Bob. This is just a joke. I'm just bored here in the security office.
Where's the security office?
It's in the back.
Hmm.
Yep. I'm just bored. I'm just calling people. You're not really racist. I was just kidding about all that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought it seemed funny at the time, but I don't know. It seems like you're taking it seriously.
Who put you up to this?
Just me. I'm going through the database and calling up random people and just being like, LOL, you're a racist.
Hmm.
Yep. You know, it's boring here in the security office. I'm just sitting here staring at these monitors all day of people golfing. I don't even like golf. I think golf sucks.
What?
I think golf is a stupid sport. I got this dumb security job, and now I have to watch people golf all day.
Yeah.
It's so boring. Holy shit. How do you do it?
I don't do it. Not very often, anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a member of a golf club, so I just thought maybe you golfed.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm bored talking to you. Will you just hang up?
Okay, I'll hang up.
Okay. Have a nice day, Bob.
Yep. We'll see you.
All right, bye. Hang it up. Hang up. Hang up the phone. Do it. He did it. Finally. Yay, Bob. All right, we're getting very close to the end of the show. So let's see. I'm going to make my caller ID Bob's, and now I'm going to call the golf club. I'm going to call the final boss, but I'm going to do something different first. I'm going to do an idea that someone else gave to me. I need my voice to echo, but I don't think we want this kind of echo. We need this one. Hold on. Hello? That's better. Should we have, like, dripping caves and stuff? I don't know if I have that anymore. Oh, no, that's the robots. There we go. We're in the caves now, everyone. You guys want to hear some bullshit? Actually, I should turn that off, because you know what happened the other day? I got a YouTube, like, not a strike, but, like, a warning, like, because I use the sound effect of the water. They actually sent me a warning. They're like, you're using someone's copyrighted sound effect of water dripping. So, god damn it. I have one of my videos that are not available in other countries now because I used a water sound effect.
Golf course, this is Jim.
Oh, hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the golf course right now. This is Carl.
Okay.
And I found a trap door on the green, hole number 5. And I'm under the ground now. There's a bunch of tunnels under here and caves.
How'd you get in the trap door?
I'm sorry, what?
How did you get in the trap door?
I saw it, like, on the green. It's just the square thing, and there's a ladder that goes down, like a hatch. And now I'm trapped underneath. I don't know how to get out. Like, I'm kind of lost, to be honest, because there's a really long, intricate series of tunnels down here.
Yeah.
So,
You want me to come out and help you, Carl?
Well, is there another entrance or something? Maybe if you could lower a boombox down into the hole and I could just follow the sound, or just, you know, open it up and yell.
Yeah, I could do that, probably.
That'd be nice. I'd really appreciate it, because I'm just... I think I'm in the main cavern right now, but there's all these, tunnels, and I don't forget which one I came through.
Yeah, Carl, you got a cell phone with you?
Yeah. Surprisingly, it works really well down here.
Yeah, you got a number in case I lose you?
Well, it's on your caller ID. You just look on your caller ID.
Yeah, I can't, it doesn't come, the whole number doesn't come through, Carl.
Well, that's weird. You need to buy a new caller ID then. You think it'd come right up.
Yeah, it just doesn't. You got it by chance?
Look on a different caller ID box. Look on a different phone.
I've only got one phone here, Carl.
It looks like someone's been eating a lot of chicken down here, because there's bones all over the place.
Yeah.
I found, like, a family of gophers. It's crazy down here. Crazy.
Yeah. You got your golf clubs with you, Carl?
They're still up top, so I hope no one takes off with them or anything. I mean...
Yeah, how were you playing today, Carl?
What do you mean, how am I playing?
How were you playing before you fell in the trapdoor?
I was doing pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Were you going to get the course record today,
yep.
Carl?
I don't know. I made, like, 3 baskets.
Yeah.
And a touchdown.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, Carl. I don't know how I can help you, man.
Well, I'm glad you don't care about your members and stuff, and you're just gonna let me wander down here forever. I'll look around and
who are you playing with today, Carl?
It's none of your goddamn business, Jim.
Oh yeah?
That's right.
Well, you know, I sent you out there, so I should know who you're with if I'm going to help find you.
Well, it's the one. It's not. I already told you, number 5, green number 5. So you're not going to help, I guess? I just need to wander around until I find the exit again?
Yeah, keep following the chicken bones, Carl. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting, Carl. I don't know. I think those might be turkeys, but, chickens are down there, too.
But that's a good one, Jim. Okay, well, you know, I really need to get back to wandering, and, my cell phone's running down, and I'm using it as a flashlight, so I should probably let you go, since you're not going to help.
All right.
Okay, then.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Oh, they hung up. Damn it. I don't think I'm going to succeed at a final boss call now, thanks to that. Because he knows my voice. Milkbrain wants me to tell him there's a bunch of missing birdies down here. Sell them back to the golf course, so they have extra birdies to give to people. Okay, so we've got 9 minutes left. I'm going to go up to the very last minute, and then you guys are going to go listen to XYZ's show, which starts in exactly 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes left. Oh, and now we know Carl's golfing there today.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Schlusser?
Well, it's Schleicher, but what can I do for you?
No, you're pronouncing it wrong. I'm calling from the men's club.
You're looking for E.J. Schleicher.
Right, yeah. Schleicher. That's how it's pronounced.
No, it's not Schleicher. It's Schleicher. No,
it's Schleicher.
What?
I'm saying you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Schleicher.
I happen to be his wife. I know what it is.
Well, he's been lying to you because it's not... You're pronouncing it wrong.
Hold on, please. Someone from the men's club, whatever it is, telling me I'm pronouncing your name wrong.
Hello?
Hey there, EJ. This is Jim from the club.
From where?
From the men's club. From, you know, where you golf?
Yeah,
that's the one, I assume.
Okay.
Anyway, I just needed to let you know that your membership fees are going up 40%.
Jeez, I just paid them.
I know, but you're going to have to pay more. Even though you just paid, you have to pay that extra 40%. It's because Donald Trump's buying our club.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do. So your membership fees are going up 40%.
Yeah, okay. So what are you telling me?
You need to come and pay some more. Come down to the club ASAP and pay the rest of this money. Don't be a deadbeat.
Oh, I'm not... This is a horseshit call, isn't it?
Horseshit? Why would you curse at me?
Because, first of all, I don't know Jim.
You don't know Jim at the club? Everyone knows Jim. I'm fucking
no.
Jim. Everyone knows me. What the hell?
I'm sorry. I know Mike. He's the club manager.
Ugh. Don't even talk to me about Mike. And why are you pronouncing your name wrong? You know it's Schlicker. Why is your wife telling me it's Snyder or some shit?
Well, listen, this conversation ceases because I have no idea what you're talking about.
What do you mean it ceases? We're still talking, Mr.
Okay, but I'm going to hang up.
Okay, Mr. Schlicker. You hang up then.
Yep.
You do it. I dare you. Hang up the phone. See if I care.
Who's this?
We have 5 minutes, you guys. I can do, like, a couple more calls. Then XYZ is going to kick me off the air. What an asshole.
Good afternoon. This is Matt speaking.
Hey, Matt. This is Jeff from the men's club.
Oh.
You know, the golf,
Jeff.
Golf club. Yep. Just needed to let you know they wanted me to call you up and tell you to please stop doing what you're doing every time you tee off.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could just, you know, stop yelling that thing that you yell. It's kind of immature.
What are you talking about?
Like, every time you tee off, you yell Baba Booey really loud?
No, you got the wrong guy.
No, it's definitely you. We've had several complaints, and you need to cut it out.
You got the wrong guy. This is Match play on Thursday nights, and I don't yell anything.
Right, I know exactly who you are, and every time anyone tees off, you're like, Baba Booey! And it's stupid and it's immature. It doesn't even make any sense. What the fuck does Baba Booey even mean?
You have the wrong guy. I don't yell anything when I tee off.
Okay, yeah, you can keep lying to me if you want, but no, we know it's you. We have security camera footage of it, and we have complaints.
What men's club are you talking about?
The
on Thursday nights.
Right, yeah. Anytime you're here, you're just like...
My name is Matt.
Correct, yeah, I know exactly who you are. That's why I called your number. You're not even in any trouble. I don't know why you're denying it. Just stop yelling Baba Booey whenever you tee off.
I don't yell anything.
You know, we actually had Howard Stern's lawyers write a letter to us, and like a cease and desist. They're threatening to sue us if you keep doing that.
Who's Howard Stern? Why are you...
He's some radio guy. I've never heard of him, but apparently he's a radio guy. I think he's in Louisiana or something. I don't know.
Is this a prank phone call? I do not yell anything when I tee off.
Okay, I don't know why you're denying it, because we know you do it. Just stop doing it. That's all you have to do. Just stop. You're causing problems for the club.
Okay, you've got the wrong guy.
And furthermore, if you could stop making your O face whenever you tee off, that's gross.
Okay.
Please
I don't know what you're talking about, guy.
Well, that's just making everyone uncomfortable, pal.
Okay. You've got the wrong guy, and so don't call me at work again, please.
I don't have the wrong guy. We know it's you that's the one that's doing it. He's gone. Where the hell is the XYZ show? Why hasn't he started yet? God, XYZ, you're making me do extra work. Come on, I'm ready to quit. Oh, the mob post. I totally forgot about that. Oh, by the way, that 40% idea was G-Ads. He sent it to me on Facebook. So since it kind of sucked, stupid G-Ad. Oh, look, Grubburger, they posted something brand new 2 hours ago. I don't see new posts. Well, here's one. Ryan Friday, he says... Holy shit, this is really long. Ryan says, they give out invites to some sort of party with lemons. Sounds refreshing. Max says, I found a real grub in my burger, but it was all made up for when Miss Monday told me about the secret cactus room. The glory hole is behind the painting. Tyler says, I love eating grub burgers, so wormy and good. Get the cactus shake on the side. It's in a go cup for easy window throwing. Hobo's welcome. Someone named Carter, what a dumb name, says, last time I went to Grub Burger, I lost my small child and my virginity. Wait, what? What? Okay, and then there's reviews. I don't think there's new reviews, but we'll check anyway. Ryan says, the peacock steaks were tremendous. Great cactus reduction sauce on them. What the hell? DeCobb says, I loved when the food stamp tacos and the glory holes attendant trick ass ho was fine, but Dwight the janitor swore at us. But Carlito raped him with a cactus, so it's all good. And Brad gave us a complimentary Trump rally tickets. That was all one sentence, by the way. The Arizona special, served on a dusty bun with a slice of cactus seated between two greasy patties, is a real showstopper. Never before have I so enjoyed ripping spines from my cheeks. The juicy cactus juice is more than enough to stop the dust from clogging up your lungs, and really helps the overall taste. Don't forget Roy's signature glory hole chug for a palate cleanse. Jesus, I've been streaming for 4 hours. What the hell? Brittany says, that one was by Echo, by the way. Brittany says, I farted and the manager didn't even make me feel awkward about it. That's great. Mike, the prickly cactus burger is the best. I get it every time I'm here. Our waiter Roy gave us our food for free because he said we were hot and asked what we were doing later. Jeez, there's a lot of new posts on here. Okay, there's just a couple more. Oh, this is the last one. 5 stars. I came into the store with my war criminal dog and we drank the cactus juice while my dog RBCP started licking guys in through the glory holes in the bathrooms. Roy Gerbil. And that's all he said. He didn't say anything immediately after that. There's like, that was it. There's not a second sentence in there. Alan left a blank post. Okay. That's it. Where the fuck is XYZ? Oh, I think he started. I think XYZ's on. Let's check. It was supposed to auto-start. He started 4 minutes ago. Oh, man. I can't play XYZ because it's going to fuck up my YouTube. It's going to give me the... That's the bad thing about using YouTube. So I can't... I was going to rebroadcast XYZ, but I guess I can't do that. So instead, what you guys have to do is you need to go to Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. I'm posting it in the chat room. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because you guys need to go listen to XYZ. He's still playing music, though, so I can't rebroadcast. But go to Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a nice day. Stop being racist. And yeah, see you next time. Turning off the mic. Turning it off.
Yes, this message is for a Roy Gerbell. So this is former Deputy Chief of Police, Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit. Thanks.
Yeah, you're shaking in your boots now, aren't you,
Crap.
Roy? You just messed with the wrong former law enforcement officer slash God's favorite Christian. My neighbor, Edward,
gave
me your phone number after you accused him of littering go-cups. I'll have you know that he doesn't go to the go-cup places, and he doesn't go out for coffee.
Yeah, so he says...
He doesn't throw the go-cups out the window because he doesn't have any. You know, Roy, as is common knowledge, calling someone on the telephone and falsely accusing them of littering is harassment, a threat of bodily harm, and is most definitely a police matter. So, Roy, you're looking at doing some serious hard prison time here.
Shit.
We're also filing a motion with the court to have you chemically castrated.
Everyone donate on Patreon. I need bail money now.
If you want my advice, Roy, this is off the record. Your only other option is to grab a go bag and flee the country while you still can. I suggest you go and get your go bag and go to Monaco and flee.
Show's over, everyone.
If you don't go to Monaco with your go bag, you'll have to deal with me.
It's been a fun 3 years.
All right, Roy, I expect we'll either see you in court or you'll be on the run. Either way, your reign of terror is done, so take
damn
that,
it.
Buddy.
Damn it, damn it, damn
it. I am so your buddy, Chief. All right, have a nice day. Again, this is Andy Anderson.
I don't know if you guys can hear it, but he's playing the Oh My God sound. Which I probably would have added in there myself, but I didn't want to ruin his hard work, even though you can barely hear it on his end.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Yeah, so I guess now you're officially a dancing chupacabra who likes to jerk people off at glory holes.
Okay.
Reference-
Holy shit. Google Voice, they censored the word glory holes. It just says G and then a bunch of stars. I can't believe them. They're like criminalizing something as innocent as glory holes.
Thanks to that last Facebook mob where I called you a dancing chupacabra. Listen, man, you gotta start doing more Carrot Top calls. Like calling people up and being like, hey, Carrot Top wants your fucking phone number, bro.
We already did that.
And them being like, what the fuck is wrong? I don't like Carrot Top.
I would like to do that again, though. That was a pretty good one.
I've been waiting for these
That Gloria thought of, everyone.
Calls, bro. It's like a, it should be like an annual thing, like the annual Carrot Top Marathon.
Yep.
Get on this shit, bro. I mean...
Carrot-tober. That's what we'll call it. Carrot-tober. Right before Ding Timber.
The fuck? Okay. I love you, Chupacabra Brad. You're so annoying, but
gross.
I love you.
You.
Just kidding. Goodbye.
Yuck.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
I just wanted to say, you know, just keep in there, buddy. Chin up, you know?
Okay.
We all go through hard times.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah, that's true.
Just think about the future, Brad. Just think about, you know...
Okay, thanks for the voicemail.
I mean, we all, you know, sometimes feel a little bit down.
Whatever.
But, you know, we'll get through it. All right, Brad, we're all here for you. Okay? Just walk it off, buddy.
Hey, Bradley, it's Vinny V. Cumberland from Long Island.
I wish I could understand you.
I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Funny why, dear. I went to the zoo. It kind of sucked. I tell you, all they had was a dog. It was a shit zoo. But hey, hey, don't
okay,
fuck my
all right,
dog,
bye. Dear. I'm sorry, like, seriously, I cannot hear that voicemail. I can't understand anything you're saying on your damn hobo phone.
Hey, Brad, it's Josh here.
Hey.
Calling in with a suggestion, you know.
even though I'm not supposed to.
Yep.
You know, but I'm doing that anyways because, you know.
You're an asshole.
You know, YOLO, you know.
That's why.
Okay, my suggestion is you should start calling yourself Carl instead of Brad.
Okay.
No.
Thanks.
No, I'm supposed to say.
I'll get right on that.
You're supposed to be calling yourself Carl instead of Roy. Oh, no, I fucked this all up. Chet, where's the redo?
What a noob.
Brad, don't play this shit, man, please. I'm drunk, please, don't play this.
Sorry, it's too late. I have no choice. It's already happened. You should have told me at the beginning not to play it.
Hey, Brad. Now, before... It's Battleborn. Now, before you bitch at me for requesting a prank on the voicemail, I'm not requesting anything. I'm demanding you do a hang-up-the-phone show in the near future. That's the funniest shit, you know, they hang up the phone, and they always refuse
okay.
for some fucking reason.
I'll get right on
that.
That's
the funniest shit you've ever done. Never gets old.
Right after
so
I finish
demanding you
changing
do
my name to Carl.
A show like that in the near future. It's been a while, I think.
Yep.
Maybe it hasn't, I don't know. But why don't you fucking add my Steam account, man? I want to play GTA, and there's been a pending friend request for like weeks.
Ah, yeah.
Not a boner on Steam, of course. If anyone wants to add me, go ahead.
Okay.
Alright, bye.
I'll add it to my list of things to do. Change my name to Carl, do a hang-up-the-phone show, and stop ignoring my friend requests on Steam.
Hey, Brad. My name's Keegan. Calling from Vancouver, BC.
Hey,
that's
Keegan.
Canada, Seattle for you stupid head motherfuckers.
Ah, Canada, Seattle. I always get that confused with Canada, Vancouver.
Anyway, I've been listening to the show since before I knew how fucking gay I was, and
that's nice.
I just had a really simple question first time calling. Why are so many of your viewers so damn cute, you know? Even Gloria, you know?
It's weird.
Even the chicks.
I don't get it.
Dr. Smooth Rod.
I think it's just because I'm so goddamn sexy that it attracts all the cute and sexy people. We're just a community of beautiful people. That's what it is.
These are the things we need to know. Okay, and less importantly...
And by the way, Keegan, you're not welcome here. You need to get the fuck out.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you, because I've heard a lot of funny shit from you over the years.
Aww.
And it's occasionally informative, too.
Okay, just
anyway,
kidding.
Keep it coming.
You
Thanks
can stay.
So much, dude. Cactus.
You don't have to go.
Hey, root beer cat pussy! What's going on? It's your boy... Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Just wondering, when is the next time that you're going to be playing a game with us? The community,
again?
The people who watch you, and just keep you off the street, you stupid hobo. Huh? Where's our service? Come on.
I'm so confused.
Hurry up before November. Come on. What you doing? Hurry up. Come on. What you... Whatever. Bye, bud. Cactus.
Bye. You too. I don't know what you're talking about, playing a game. Are you talking about GTA or something? Just send me a friend request on Steam. I always respond to those.
Yeah, Roy, this is Ford Fudgins. Ford, just like the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you prank called me several years ago. Two buds of mine, Bianch and Cam, no good, Goodman, put you up to it. Then they told me about the show last year. Just wanted to let you know I was once a victim, but now I'm a fan. God bless
Aww.
You, Roy. God bless the USA. God bless cactuses and God bless George W. Bush. And I got down.
Amen.
Hey, Brad. It's Leonardo.
Hey, Leonardo.
I'm concerned about our friend Olga.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sending me pictures of her touching cats in very inappropriate ways.
Real Olga or fake Olga?
That border on the illegal.
Okay.
Think maybe we should reach out to her.
Okay, let's
anyway,
do it.
Thanks for the show.
It's an intervention, Olga.
Been loving those calls of mass confusion ones. That was good. I liked that one with
this
Dwight.
Guy again.
Where Dwight was talking to this the delivery guy. He says, "I'm getting my trousers on. Fuck yeah."
Yep.
Dwight is very, very, very funny.
Good old
anyway,
Dwight.
I'm trying to think of some dog prank ideas. If you're still doing the doggy pranks, what about saying your dog is going to be getting crucified?
Yeah, that's a good
only
idea.
Only kidding. I'm not that bad. Bye.
What a great idea! Thanks for the idea. Yeah, calls of mass confusion. Everyone, if you haven't watched it yet, you need to go watch it. The latest episode number 3. I think that just came out a few weeks ago. And I will put a link in the show notes once again for episode 3 of Calls of Mass Confusion. Or if you're too lazy to look at the website, just go to YouTube and search for Calls of Mass Confusion.
Hi, Mr. Carter. This is Justin Roth with the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
Just calling to let you know that we have some linemen working on your lines today, so it's very important that you do not answer the phone if it rings.
Okay.
And it would be a good idea to disable your voicemail. If the voicemail or yourself picks up the phone, whoever the caller is will be electrocuted.
Ah, we don't want that.
Thank you very much. The work should be done within the next 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
All right. Sorry, everyone. No more voicemails. That's it. I think that's what that means, right? I can't play any more voicemails. I have to end the show. I think that's what we're going to do, just to be safe. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I can't remember if I enjoyed it while I was editing it. Probably not. Thank you, Kelly S., for being the sponsor of today's show. And thanks to the rest of you for listening to the show and supporting the show and sharing the show with as many people as you possibly can. I know that every single one of you do that. You always share the show everywhere, every single day. You drive your friends and your family nuts trying to get them to listen to my show. I really appreciate that. You guys are the best.
Red is the color of a box that's known for giving free rolls from Paymon. It's the perfect box for beginning. They are the frequency that will fool your telephone company. Blue is the color of a box that works by playing at 2600 hertz. You could stack 50 tandems and roll overseas. It's just too bad that they're obsolete.
Shit,
what? Why would you curse at me?